Welcome to Monmouth University Basketball on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com. Tonight's game is powered by Coke Zero. Basketball-related chest bumps, high fives, and trash talk. Brought to you by Coke Zero. Enjoy everything. The NJEA, making public schools great for every child. First Atlantic Federal Credit Union, Barnabas Health, Sonic, America's Drive-In, and the Asbury Park Press. This is the Monmouth Hawks Radio Network, a production of the Monmouth University Department of Athletics. Let's head down to the court and join Eddie Acapinti and Matt Harmon for all of tonight's action.
And we are very happy to welcome you courtside here at Georgia State University, where the Monmouth Hawks are going to take on the Georgia State Panthers here in this Coaches versus Cancer. Really, it's the next couple of rounds, the next 3 days, here at the GSU Sports Arena on campus in Atlanta at Georgia State. They've actually killed all the lights right now, and Jared and I caught momentarily off guard. I'm Eddie Acapinti, happy to welcome you along to this broadcast tonight of Monmouth University men's basketball alongside my broadcast partner, Jared Weiss. Phil Harding back in the studios of the Shore Sports Network, 1160 WOBM AM, engineering tonight's broadcast and helping us out in the jam as we were thankfully happy to get on the air right before the starting lineups were announced. What we're going to do right now is not only welcome you, but we're going to actually step outside for our first quick timeout, 30-second timeout. When we come back, we will go over both teams' starting lineups, and we will have the tip between Monmouth and Georgia State, and you're going to hear it here on your home for Monmouth University basketball all season long, the Shore Sports Network.
Toppit Frozen Yogurt Bar is the official frozen dessert of Monmouth University Athletics and a sponsor of Hawkstars, MU Athletics' new kids club. With two great locations at 638 Ocean Avenue in Long Branch and on Main Street in Freehold, Toppit invites you to treat yourself nice today with their delicious frozen yogurt and fresh toppings. Present your game ticket at the counter and receive 10% off of your order. And keep your eyes open around Monmouth's campus for their new Yogurt Mobile, a fully functioning, on-the-go frozen yogurt supplier. Visit them online at toppitnj.com. Scala's Pizzeria, located two blocks from the Long Branch Boardwalk at 88 Bryan Avenue in vibrant West End, is your spot for great pizza and more just minutes from Monmouth University's campus. Present your game ticket at the counter and get 5% off of your total order. Stop in now and get two large plain pies and a 2-liter soda for just $19.99. Give them a call at 732-222-8728 or visit them online at scalaspizzeria.com. Scala's Pizzeria, where family and friends meet to eat.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
We welcome you back courtside at the GSU Sports Arena on campus at Georgia State. The Hawks and Panthers just about ready to tip things up before we get to that. Jared will quickly run through the Monmouth University starting lineup.
Starting for the Hawks, a 6'200" senior guard from Union, New Jersey, Deion Nesbitt, 10.3 points per game, 15 points to get Ryder. Against Ryder to lead all Hawks scoring. Hailing from Milford, New Jersey, a 5'8", 180-pound senior guard, Jesse Steele, makes his 38th career start in a Monmouth uniform, making his fourth start at Wrightsville, Pennsylvania. Andrew Nicholas, Marcus Ware, and Ed Waite will handle front court responsibilities.
Marcus Ware actually losing the tip here, and it will be Georgia State basketball to begin things. We'll quickly run through the Georgia State starting lineup when we get a brief opportunity. Panthers going left to right. And here they turn it over to begin things. That lineup is number 12, Devontae White. He's the point guard. Number 22, R.J. Hunter, the coach's son, is the two guard. Number 23, Manny Atkins, the Virginia Tech transfer, is the small forward. Number 25, the spot starter, Rashad Anderson. And number 50 is James Vincent. We'll run over again the starting lineups one more time quickly. And both coaches after this possession. Monmouth and Georgia State, no score. We've played 30 seconds here in Atlanta. Ed Waite has the ball in the right corner. Jump stop. Flips it into the corner to Andrew Nicholas on the skip pass. 10 on the shot clock. Nicholas goes down low to Ware. Marcus will face up. Pump fake got it knocked away by Hunter. Hunter and Ware now battle for it. Loose ball. There's 3 on the shot clock. It'll be Monmouth basketball with 19:16 to go here in this first half. 3 on the shot clock. Worth mentioning, Monmouth coached by second-year head man King Rice. The head coach of Georgia State in his second year is Ron Hunter. Inbound to Ware. Nicholas, deep three, top of the key. Too strong. And Atkins pulls down the rebound.
Georgia State, a very athletic team. But we're going to keep an eye on Hunter, the coach's son. He likes to shoot. A redshirt freshman.
White will go over to Atkins. She has it on the right wing now. Headway pokes it away. Atkins retrieves. 18 on the shot clock. A lot of dribbling. He'll go to Hunter. The freshman is Coach Hunter's son. The point guard White into the lane. Stripped by Nesmith. Theon now in the open floor. One-on-one. He will lay it in to give Mamba the 2-0 lead.
Mamba, two possessions, forces two Panther turnovers.
Devontae White will bring it over half court. Got Jesse Steele on him. Around a screen from Vincent. Try to go over to White. Nesmith knocks it away. Loose ball. Body's flying to the floor. Steele comes away with it. Ed White will throw it ahead to Nicholas. He'll lay it in. 4-0 MU. And Ron Hunter is fired up, meeting his point guard at the foul line. Jared, the Hawks with the game's first 4 points.
The Hawks causing turnovers. This is a carryover from Ryder, where we saw them force a lot of turnovers, especially in the second half against the Bronx. They scored 27 times off of 28 turnovers against Ryder, fueling momentum after a sour loss, losing by three against the in-state foe.
Again, we would like to thank our good buddy Phil Harding back in the studio. He's doing a great job helping us to get on air for tonight's broadcast. Monmouth and their road Blues, they're moving right to left. Georgia State and their home White are moving left to right. While we have the chance, we'd like to thank our friends at the First Atlantic Federal Credit Union for their support of Monmouth Athletics on the Shore Sports Network. Visit FAFCU.com to learn why First Atlantic is the better way to bank. 4-0, the Hawks lead Georgia State, the host in this Coaches vs. Cancer pod, and they force another turnover, but no, they'll have a foul called on Marcus Ware. Tough call on Marcus as he and one of the Georgia State players, I believe it was Atkins, no, that's actually going to be number 25, Rashad Richardson, got tangled up, and Jared Richardson hit the deck pretty hard.
Yeah, Richardson went up. It was kind of a wild pass, but Marcus Ware kind of settled underneath, landed on top. It was a little ugly type play. Good thing both players are okay.
Richardson started the game against Duke that Georgia State lost to begin this year. We'll run you over their season up to date at the first media timeout. This is a turnover. And out of bounds and giving it back to the Hawks. That turnover will go on David Travers, who's into the game now at point guard. Say, the starting lineup we thought we were going to get, not the one that's on the floor for Coach Hunter. Little 1-3-1 look here from Georgia State. Monmouth breaks that pressure easily. Into the left corner, Ed Waite. We've played 2 minutes. MU on top, 4-0. Ed Waite baseline drive, and he will turn it over, stepping out of bounds. I'll tell you, Coach Hunter not afraid to sub players in and out. After a brief timeout, White will come in. Richardson will take a seat. He was a player that landed pretty hard on his back in front of the MU bench.
Coach Hunter, I watched a little bit of that Duke game in their season opener. Very animated, very intense and fiery. He's not afraid, and we saw that with his preseason all-CAA player, Devontae White, getting right in his face after a couple turnovers.
Well, Hunter's most famous for being the head coach at IUPUI and being rather animated in his couple of appearances in the NCAA tournament. His son, RJ, has it left wing. They dump it down low, James Vincent. Spins baseline side. Lefty jump hook, no good. Cleanup is no good by Atkins. Loose ball, Ware pulls it down. Ahead to Nesmith. Monmouth wants to run now. Beyond into the front court. Jesse Steele open for three. Takes the three. No good. Marcus Ware offensive rebound, and he gets stripped by Hunter, who loses it out of bounds. Sloppy start to this one. MU on top, 4-0.
Georgia State, an interesting start of the season at Duke. Not an easy place to play, as anybody in college basketball knows. Then flew out to BYU as part of this Coaches versus Cancer. So East Coast, middle of the country, and then this is their home opener. So maybe nerves, maybe a little excitement. Who knows?
Well, offensive foul called here on Andrew Nicholas, pushing off of Hunter. That'll give it back to Georgia State. Rashad Richardson back on. He takes out Travers. Those first two games that Jared mentioned for Georgia State, 74-55, the loss at Duke on the ninth, and then they lost to BYU 80-62. Here, Hunter will lay one in for the host's first basket.
Georgia State will show a 2-1-1, similar to what Ryder did, just to go into the zone.
Jesse Steele breaks the pressure easily. Nesmith for three. Too strong. Ed Waite offensive rebound. Out to Steele. Jesse pumps it a three. Now steps into the lane. Marcus Ware, 15-foot jumper, no good. Red Nicholas offensive rebound, and he is fouled. by Devontae White. So the cold shooting from Ryder continues, but MU doing a good job on the boards.
Yeah, Marcus Ware with an opportunity after Ed Waite grabbed the rebound. Ed Waite, 5 rebounds a game, leads all Vomit players.
Steele will inbound from underneath his own basket. Mammoth leads 4-2. Under 17 to go first half. Steele has the basketball left wing. He tried to go down low to Ware. It was picked by Richardson. 31 on the shot clock. Top of the key, Ed Waite after the inbound pass. Steele on the right wing. Top of the key, Deion Nesmith. Move it along the perimeter. Nicholas catch and shoot at a three. Got it all net. 7-2 Hawks.
That's going to be a big play. Andrew Nicholas hitting a three-pointer, something he struggled with a little bit against Ryder. So this is going to be big momentum for the Hawks.
This ball out of bounds off of Deion Nesmith. It'll remain Georgia State basketball. We get our first look at Marcus Kreider, the freshman from Dayton, Ohio. We also get our first look at, for Mammoth, Tyrone O'Garrow, Steven Spinella as well into the game for the first time.
Steven Spinella with a really good game against the Bronx. His first double-digit game for the Blue and White in his career. Really attacked the rim. Got a big two-handed dunk to tie the game late as well.
7-2 MU leads Georgia State early on in this Coaches versus Cancer pod. Kreider into the corner to Hunter. They'll shake free baseline side. Reverse layup is good for RJ Hunter.
And pressure for Georgia State.
Nicholas, another catch and shoot for three. Too strong. Batted ball, rebound comes down to Richardson. Right back to Hunter. He plays catch with Richardson and gets it back. Hunter, a high volume scorer, will shoot it from anywhere. Passes it down low to Vincent. He puts it in and he's fouled by O'Garrow.
Tough play. A little loose ball in the middle of the court. He got full control. Threw it down and got fouled. Goes to the line shooting one.
We've reached our first media timeout, but Phil, we're going to keep things courtside here on campus at Georgia State. We are at the GSU Sports Arena. Mammoth leads the host Panthers 7-6. 15:36 to go in the first half. James Vincent will have a free throw to tie this game at 7 when we come back from the timeout. But like I said, we're going to keep things right here. And while we have the opportunity, we'd like to thank our friends at Barnabas Healthcare for their continued support of Mammoth Athletics on the Shore Sports Network. Premier Healthcare is one click away at barnabashealth.org. Barnabas Health, every day, extraordinary. Jared, Mammoth came out missing a few shots early, forcing some turnovers, however. And they do have a one-point lead, not even 4.5 gone by.
Yeah, they really kind of fueled their fire from last week, or earlier this week rather, at a loss against Ryder, 3-point loss against Ryder, where they forced double-digit turnovers. They got 4 straight to start the game, and really their defense fueled their offense.
This is the first of 3 straight games here at the Coaches versus Cancer Classic. Mammoth's game at Notre Dame a couple of contests ago was the first game in this tournament for the Hawks. They obviously play Georgia State, who's the host in this pod of the tournament tonight. Tomorrow afternoon at 4:00, they play South Alabama. And then Wednesday at noon, they play Tennessee State. We saw Tennessee State handle South Alabama earlier tonight here at the GSU Sports Arena. That was an impressive display by the Tennessee State Tigers.
Yeah, both teams very athletic. It's going to be very interesting to see which team is in shape, because playing 3 games in 3 days at such a high level, we'll see who gets tired out early.
So Vincent will have a free throw against to tie this game at 7. A couple of programming notes to get everyone caught up on after this free throw. Vincent hits the free throw. We're all tied up at 7. After tomorrow night's game against South Alabama, we're going to send it right to the Kevin Callahan Mammoth Football Show with Matt Harmon and the head coach of Mammoth University's football team, Kevin Callahan. Get into that more later. Right here, Mammoth and Georgia State are all tied up at 7. We've played about 4.5 minutes. Red Nicholas in the right corner. Goes down low to Marcus Ware. Marcus, nice move in the lane. Tried to kick it out to Spinelli. He makes a tough catch in the lane. He fires it over to Nicholas. Open for 3. Takes the 3. Way short. And the rebound to Devontae White. He wants to push. White back the other way. Going 1-on-3. All the way to the basket. Lays it in. Mammoth will run it back the other way. Jesse Steele skip pass to Steve Spinella on the left wing. Little 2-3 matchup zone here from Georgia State. They switch from that to a 1-3-1 look. Nicholas spins on the baseline. Double team. Tries to make some room, and he'll be called for traveling on the baseline.
That matchup zone, we've seen it for so many years in the Mammoth program. It's very confusing because everyone has a man, and then they get passed off to the next person. So there's when you think you're open, you're really not. And we saw that there with Red Nicholas getting trapped in the corner, shuffled his feet, got called for a turnover.
Get our first look at Gary Cox and Khalil Brown for the Hawks, as well as off the bench for Coach Hunter, number 45, Denny Bergilos. White with Steele on him between the circles. Mammoth down 9-7. Played 5.5 minutes. Hunter shakes free. Now flips it back top of the key to White. They'll try a three. No good. And the rebound to Tyrone O'Gara. Outlet pass to Jesse Steele. Now Mammoth will settle back. Both teams want to run. Tough when Georgia State plays that zone defense. Steele will go to Spinella, right wing. Steven will now go to Brown. They swing it along the perimeter. Gary Cox left wing. Top of the key, Steele. Flips it to O'Garo on the wing. 10 on the shot clock. Top of the key, Cox. Over to Spinella in the left corner. 5 on the shot clock. Top of the key, Steele. Jesse Steele, deep three, an air ball. And it goes out of bounds off of Cox. Wouldn't have mattered, shot clock violation.
Not a bad job by the Hawks. Moving the ball, trying to get the open look against the matchup zone. Tough shot by Jesse Steele, who got put in a bad position, having to force a deep three as the shot clock winded down. Now the Hawks will move up, show a little full court pressure.
Get our first look at Jalen Palm into the game for Mammoth. So all reserves right now on the court for the Hawks as they trail 9-7. There's Travers, the freshman from California, double team. Flips it over to Kreider. His shot, oh, wave it off, offensive foul called on Marcus Kreider.
Good job by the scouting report, recognizing that Kreider was a driver, set his feet, took the charge, going the other way. Another Georgia State turnover.
And one thing from that scouting report that we'll now mention, Coach Rice said it, against their zone, be aggressive, get stuff going towards the basket. We'll see if MU does so here. That last possession, you said it, good ball movement. They got nothing going towards the rim, however.
Yeah, they really need to attack, similar to what they did last week, attack the front court. There are front court players that are foul prone.
Well, you got a zone defense now, and I don't know who on this floor for MU is a distant shooter. Gary Cox has it. Gary Cox double dribbles just inside the three-point line. Interesting lineup, Jared, for Coach Rice with Palm, O'Garo, Spinella, Cox, and Khalil Brown.
Yeah, young, but just getting, I think, his core group a little bit of a breather. About a minute away or so from the 12-minute media timeout. And then cycle through. We've seen a lot of things. And then we have another turnover by Georgia State.
Yeah, Jalen Palm, good defense, forcing a turnover on David Travers. It's a quick hook on Travers as Hunter's all over him. He'll get Devontae White back in the game, his junior All-CAA preseason selection. We'll get James Vincent back into the game as well.
White, the only returner from last year's team that had 22 wins, second all-time in program history, a team that went to the collegeinsider.com invitational.
Yeah, Hunter's first year at Georgia State was a good one. O'Garo into the corner. Spinella for three. Way strong, an air ball. And Hunter pulls down the rebound. He's fouled by Gary Cox. And I'll tell you, it is not pretty right now for outside for Mammoth. They're down 9-7 with 12:49 to go.
Mammoth 1 for 8 from three-point land. Georgia State 0 for 1.
Well, we knew the Panthers were going to get a lot going since the basket. This is Hunter. He'll cross the timeline. Tall, lanky, no, two guard. Will drive on Spinella. Into the corner to Richardson. Left-hand dribble to the top of the key. Double team. Flips it into the corner. This is White with a baseline drive. His shot rejected by Spinella. Out of bounds.
Good job by Jalen Palm recognizing that he had a cover. There was no help since the front court players, Khalil Brown, came up to try to trap up top. He stayed with it, allowed Spinella to come over with a huge rejection.
12 and a half to go, first half. Hunter throws it all the way into the backcourt to White. Again, Georgia State moving left to right. Dribble drive to the right wing, stop, and now go to the middle. Goes to Hunter. Hits a streaking Vincent. He'll have to dribble into the right corner himself to keep possession. Two on the shot clock. Hunter doesn't see it. Shot clock violation against Georgia State. That'll bring in for the first time a redshirt sophomore from Hampton, Georgia, number 21, Cameron Solomon for the Panthers. Monmouth into their set here with Gary Cox on the right wing. Jalen Palm on the left wing has it. Next whistle's the under 12 media. Palm open for three. He'll take it, and he'll knock it down to give Monmouth a 10-9 lead. There's the freshman's first collegiate basket.
Left wide open along the left three. Settled his feet, knocked it down.
Going to the basket is White. He is fouled. And that should get us to our under 12 media. I want to apologize for Jalen Palm. It's his first three-point basket in a Monmouth University uniform. We'll take the under 12 media with the action on the floor. 30-second timeout with Monmouth leading Georgia State 10-9, 11:46 to go here in the first half. We're stepping out for 30 seconds on the Shore Sports Network.
Blow past the gas station with a perfect pump fake in the 2013 Chevy Cruze Eco. With an EPA estimated 42 mile per gallon highway, pick a lane and drive with the best highway mileage of any gas engine in America. And since the best offense is a good defense, Cruze offers protection with important safety features like 10 standard airbags plus a high-strength steel safety cage for added confidence. Visit ChevyOffers.com for more Cruze Eco stats and like us on Facebook at Chevy Tri-State.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
The Monmouth University Athletic Department would like to thank our good friends at Rooney's Oceanfront Restaurant for their continued support of the Hawks. Rooney's Oceanfront Restaurant is open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner and features one of the area's best ocean views while you dine. Visit them online at Rooney'sOcean.com. Alongside Jared Weiss, I'm Eddie Acapinti. Phil Harding back in the studios engineering tonight's broadcast. Monmouth leads Georgia State 10-9, 11:46 to go here in this first half in the Coaches versus Cancer Classic. Jared, MU not playing their best basketball, but they lead a pretty good team right now by 1 point.
Yeah, and that's due to the parts of the defense fueling the offense. Georgia State with 8 turnovers within the first 8 or so minutes of the half. Monmouth scoring 7 times off of those turnovers.
How about that? That MU scored 7 of their 10 early points on those 8 Georgia State turnovers. Against Ryder, MU forced almost 30 turnovers that they turned into over 20 points. So we detect a theme coming from this Monmouth University team. Devontae White at the foul line. He's got a couple of free throws coming with Georgia State trailing Monmouth 10-9. His first one will tie the game up at 10. White, the leading scorer on this Georgia State team, shoots free throws now at 90%. Averaging just over 16 points per game. Second free throw gives the Panthers an 11-10 lead. And they'll now set up a little pressure. Nesmith back into the game for Monmouth. O'Garrow from behind almost has it stripped, but it goes out of bounds. Monmouth will retain possession with 11:39 showing.
I think that's what Georgia State wants to do. They have that press to set up their matchup. So, like I mentioned before, you think you're guard, when you think you're not guarded, somebody's really attached to you.
11-10, Georgia State leads, 11:35 to go in this first half. 23 on the shot clock. Khalil Brown, right wing. Top of the key, O'Gara. Palm on the left wing. 14 on the clock. Palm driving kick to Nesmith, top of the key. Over to Spinella. Nesmith has it on the left wing. Dumps it down low, Khalil Brown. Turnaround, 2 off the window and good for Khalil Brown, giving MU a 12-11 lead.
Not sure if Khalil recognized that the shot clock was going down, but a great turnaround jumper off the glass.
We've played 9 minutes. The Hawks lead by a point. White over to Atkins, the Virginia Tech transfer. Goes in the corner. Floater on the way. All met. Nice looking shot there from Solomon. The Hawks break the pressure. And now Palm has it, ball at his side. Calling signals. 4 Hawks, 4 starters, ready to come back in next whistle. Palm on the left wing. Puts it on the floor momentarily. Now goes top of the key, Nesmith. Into the right corner. Spinella for 3. Too strong. O'Garrow had the rebound. Loose ball. It comes away to Nesmith, but he has it taken away from White. He'll shuffle to Solomon. He will dunk it with two hands to give Georgia State a 15-12 lead.
Tough break. Deion Nesmith, I thought, got fouled. He got hit really hard. That's spurred to a dunk.
And Nesmith throws it over the head of Palm. Jalen's not the tallest player at about 5'7". And now the four subs will sit down, and MU brings back what amounts to their starting five. They're down three with 10:06 to go.
Coach Rice just looked at his crew and said, relax, calm down. Only 10 minutes into this game. Plenty of basketball. Down by three. We've seen big comebacks so far already.
Yeah, they were down 15 at Ryder before tying that game up late in the second half. Atkins left wing with Ed Wade on him. His pass is intercepted by Marcus Ware. Outlet pass to Jesse Steele. The Hawks in transition. Jesse, bounce pass to Nicholas. He will lay it in, count it, and a foul for Red Nicholas with 9:49 to go in the first half.
Interesting call there. I didn't know it was a late call. Nicholas had already laid it up. Then the whistle came in, count the basket. An opportunity to, I believe, tie the game at 15.
Marcus Kreider will come into the game. Would that maybe have been one of those either no call or count the basket and would maybe have been a charge on Nicholas? It was a weird kind of design play as Red's free throw will tie this game at 15. 9:49 to go. Hunter had it poked away from Waite to right to Kreider. Now they'll hand for White. MU double teaming in the backcourt. Ed Waite picks up, to be polite, a very silly foul right around half court, reaching into the point guard, White.
And we had talked to Coach Rice last week, and he didn't like those little touch silly fouls. Hopefully that doesn't come back to bite Ed later in this game.
Yeah, it's not a bad call. It's a bad foul.
Yes.
White, top of the key. Hunter, quick pull at a three. Too short. Jesse Steele with the rebound. Tie game. MU now in transition. Steele to Ed Waite. Ed will drive baseline side. Pick up his dribble. Top of the key, Nicholas. Red, strong kick. His shot blocked by Vincent. The big man for Georgia State will now track it down. And they'll bring it up floor. And I'll tell you, Devontae White looks to be limping a little bit, Jared, as he hands the ball off for Solomon. Go to Kreider on the right wing. Around a screen from Vincent. White in the left corner in front of MU's bench. Puts it on the floor. A lot of contact. Pull up at the foul line. Instead, he tried to throw it down low. Loose ball. Vincent has it. Works its way in the corner to Kreider for three. No good. And we have a whistle. A loose ball foul will go on. Number two, Jesse Steele for the Hawks. Shoving Hunter to the ground. Bit of a flop, I think, however.
Yeah, I think Hunter got the benefit of that call. Jesse's arms came up to grab the ball, the loose ball off the rim. He went flying back. Got the benefit. Going to the line for 1-1.
Yeah, Mamet's seventh team foul. Only three on Georgia State throughout the first about 11 minutes or so. Hunter's first free throw gives Georgia State a 16-15 lead with 8:51 to go in this first half. Hunter had a great preseason, averaging about 26 a game. Was recruited by bigger schools. Elected to play for his dad here at Georgia State. He'll take a seat. That'll get Rashad Richardson back into the game.
You mentioned Hunter, recruited by bigger schools. He is the shooter of this team. Coming into this game, 11 of his 20 shots were from three-point land.
Jesse Steele has it between the circle dribble, 8.5 to go. 17-15 Georgia State lead. Steele with the right hand. Picks up his dribble. Top of the key. Deion Nesmith, 15. Into the corner to Nicholas. Left block, it's Ware. Strong move. Righty jump hook. A lot of contact. No call. And Vincent pulls it down. I'll tell you, there's a lot of contact there. And we're seeing a lot less called on the MU side of things.
Yeah, it was a lot of contact, especially from the weak side where Marcus didn't even know the defender was coming.
Solomon will drive baseline. Kick it out. White, three from the corner. No good. Rebound to Ed Waite. Outlet to Jesse Steele. MU in transition. Steele, foolish pass taken away by Marcus Kreider. Had Nicholas for a split second. That window closed in a hurry.
Georgia State very good at recognizing passing lanes.
Kreider over to Solomon. Back to Kreider, top of the key. 20 on the shot clock. Puts it on the floor with a left hand. Into the lane. Knocks over Steele. No call. and a very late block call after the shot was up and missed with 7:35 to go.
I don't know about that one, Eddie. That one would have been more of a something you mentioned before. The ball is released. There's no team or player control. He goes to the ground. It's the after-the-fact contact. Surprised they called the block on that one.
And we've reached our under 8 media timeout. 7:35 to go. First half, Georgia State 17, Monmouth 15. We step out for 30 seconds here on your home for the Hawks, the Shore Sports Network.
Crazy House Customs is a New Jersey-based custom performance parts retailer, installer, and tuning shop. Established in 2007 and part of the industry for over 15 years, Crazy House Customs offers the best products in the industry at the best prices with the best service guaranteed. They specialize in street, off-road, and track performance for vehicles of any make and model. Give them a call at 732-951-9111 or visit them online at crazyhousecustoms.com. Present their ad from the Monmouth Football Game Day program on sale at Kessler Field on game days and receive a special MU discount.
Follow Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
I'd like to remind you to please blow past the gas station in the 2013 Chevy Cruze Eco with an EPA estimated 42 miles per gallon highway. It's the perfect pump fake. Visit ChevyOffers.com for more stats. And like them on Facebook at SteadyTriState.com. Jared Weiss, Eddie Acapinti with you courtside. Mama trails Georgia State 17-15. 7:35 to go, first half. Jared, MU not shooting it particularly well, only 35%. But they have continued to play well defensively, and they've turned Georgia State's 9 turnovers into 10 points to stay in this game.
Yeah, I'm going to be locked into these points off turnovers, 10 points off those turnovers, leading to just a two-point game. Mama shooting, like Eddie mentioned, 35%, 6 of 17, 2 for 10, 20% from three-point range, 1 for 1 from the foul line.
Marcus Kreider will be at the foul line. Couple of free throws coming. He is 2 of 4 from the line this season. First one on the way. Gives Georgia State an 18-15 lead. With 7:35 still showing. At halftime, we'll run through the NEC scoreboard as well as look at first half statistics.
Quinnipiac with almost a big upset yesterday against UConn in the Paradise Gym.
Kreider hits the second one. That'll bring back in Atkins. And that game Jared referenced, the Paradise Gym, was a double overtime game between Quinnipiac and number 22 Connecticut. A near shocker. Here, Monmouth down by 4 to Georgia State. Khalil Brown, open for three in the corner, way strong. And the rebound comes down to Atkins. That's a quick shot for Brown.
Yeah, I don't know if he wanted that look, but he thought he was open. Players came into the corner to double-team. Tough shot by Khalil Brown.
Atkins gets loose on the right wing. His shot missed. Red Nicholas with the rebound. Andrew, up court in a hurry with a left-hand dribble. Over to Nesmith. Dion, strong move in the lane, gets it to go off the window.
Diaz has gotten very good at controlling his body, driving the lane, working north to south.
Cutting that Georgia State lead in half at 2 points now with 6:50 to go. White, the point guard, over to Atkins. Brown got his hand on it. Bodies go diving to the ground. Atkins, it finds its way to Hunter. Vincent will miss a bunny layup, but get the putback to give Georgia State a 21-17 lead. Ed Waite, back down low for Monmouth, will try to answer. Pump fake, pumps again, throws one off the side of the backboard, but Ed is fouled. They'll get two free throws with 6:29 to go first half.
Good head fake by Ed Waite to get Vincent up in the air, draw the contact, and head to the line.
Couple of freebies coming for Ed. With Monmouth trailing by 4, 6.5 minutes to go here in this first half. In an up and down first half. Ed Waite at the line. 21-17. What we'll do now is we'll step out a couple seconds. Station ID, Monmouth trailing Georgia State 21-18 now, 6.5 minutes to go in this first half.
Good time oldies. WOBM AM 1160 and 1310. It's time to play Dialing for Dollars. Be the 25th nationwide caller right now to 877-854-WINS to win cash. $1,000. 877-854-WINS. Dialing for Dollars. Win cash on Good Time Oldies. WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
We welcome you back courtside here at the GSU Sports Arena. Head Waite hit both of his free throws. To cut that Panther lead to 21-19, 6:20 to go first half. And here Monmouth forces yet another turnover, Jared. So the Hawks can tie this game with a two or take the lead with a three after they force another GSU turnover.
Jesse Steele and Andrew Nicholas forcing full court pressure after Ed Waite's two made free throws. And look, I believe it was Waite threw it to nobody in the corner near the Monmouth bench.
Nicholas has it right wing. Foul line, Khalil Brown. Right back to Nicholas. Thought about the three. Now goes top of the key to Jesse Steele. We're near the six-minute mark. Monmouth down by two. Brown, down low to Marcus Ware. Marcus spins baseline side. His shot, no good. And Hunter skies for the rebound. Under six to go now in this first half. Hunter skips one over to Richardson. Pull up from 15. Good.
Good vision by Hunter. Not only a shooter, but sees the floor nicely, found the open wing player who knocked down the shot.
23-19, now the Georgia State lead. Got a kicked ball here, so it'll be Monmouth possession with 28 showing on the shot clock. And Jared, since that first game at Hofstra, we haven't seen MU go on that run that allowed them to blow the pride out at home. That's spanning the Notre Dame, Rider, and now Georgia State games.
That was a full game that Monmouth put together. Notre Dame was tough. Notre Dame didn't like what the Hawks were doing defensively, but pulled away later in the second half. And then against Rider, we saw that 15-point run to tie the game.
Nesmith, wild shot in the lane, missed. Out of bounds off Marcus Ware. 5:17 to go, first half. The Panthers will get it back, up by four here in the first half. Waite will bring it up, pressured by Jesse Steele. Crosses over right at midcourt, and now tries to go to Hunter. He's open under the basket. Tough catch, will pull it down. Now they work it around the perimeter. Works its way back to Devontae Waite. 5 minutes to go, first half. Around a screen from Kreider, top of the key. Well, hand off for Hunter. Left-hand dribble around the top of the key. Down low he goes to Bergilos. His shot short, no good. Jesse Steele with a rebound. Outlet pass to Marcus, or I'm sorry, to Deion Nesmith. Back the other way. Nesmith, shot in the lane, good off the window.
Again, Deion Nesmith getting to the rim, attacking, especially in transition, switching hands, kissing one off the glass, cutting the lead again to two.
4:30 to go, first half. Kreider with Ware on him. Goes into the right corner, Richardson. Richardson steps on the out-of-bounds line. That'll give it back to MU. Spinella, O'Garrow, and Palm come in. James Vincent comes back in for Georgia State. Jared, the 11th Panther turnover.
Hopefully the Hawks can capitalize, knock this game up at 23, or take the lead for the three.
Like what Coach Rice does here, getting his starters a quick breather before that four-minute media timeout. Palm, who hit a three earlier in the game, will bring it over half court. Little 1-3-1 look now here from Georgia State. Spinella left wing. Drives and kicks over to Palm. Jalen will split the double team. Lose it momentarily. It's a steal. Waite to Hunter ahead of the pack. He will miss the layup, but he's fouled by Steven Spinella with 4:01 to go first half.
Coach Rice is pulling his freshman over, asking why he wanted to split. Loses the ball. When you think you have an opening, it collapses quickly. Causes a Hawks turnover. Could lead to 2 points as Heather. Hunter heads the line. Very good free throw shooter thus far this year.
R.J. Hunter, the coach's son, the third leading scorer on this team, coming into the game averaging 13 a game. Actually, the leading rebounder at 17 total for the year. It's 8.5 per game. Starts at two guard. Does the 6'5 freshman. He's the shooter, Jared, but he struggled this year, only hitting 2 of 11 threes. Here, hits 1 of 2 free throws.
Yeah, also entered the game 12 of 13 from the line before missing those one of those.
Georgia State leads 24 to 21. Under 4 minutes to go now. Palm over to Nicholas. He shakes free. Down low, O'Garrow. His shot blocked out of bounds by Vincent, and that'll get us to the under 4 media timeout. Monmouth trails Georgia State 24-21. 3:45 to go first half. We step out for 30 seconds here on your home for Monmouth basketball, the Shore Sports Network.
The Asbury Park Press brings the Monmouth and Ocean County sports scene to life. Only the Asbury Park Press covers local teams, players, and schools like the Monmouth Hawks, both on and off the field. For all things Jersey Shore, subscribe to the press. To subscribe to the Asbury Park Press, give them a call at 1-800-822-9779 or visit app.com/subscribe. The Asbury Park Press, your news any way you want it, wherever you are. Follow Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
Stay connected with the Monmouth University Hawks through a variety of social media outlets. Like Monmouth University Athletics on Facebook, follow at MU Hawks on Twitter, and visit youtube.com/MonmouthHawks for video with MU coaches, players, and more. You can find every social media page associated with Monmouth University Athletics in one place at gomuhawks.com/connect. Stay connected with the Hawks and join the conversation online right now.
Well, right now, Georgia State leads Monmouth 24-21, 3:45 to go here in this first half. Alongside Jared Weiss, I'm Eddie Acapinti. And Jared, Monmouth trails by three. A lot different than the team we saw the other night on Saturday at Ryder. That was down 15 at the break. And I'd make the case that this Georgia State team is, outside of Notre Dame, probably the best team Monmouth's seen already this season. They're definitely the athletic equal of any team Monmouth's seen already this year.
Yeah, and they got some early tests facing a top 10 program in Duke, facing another top caliber program in BYU. So they've got an early test. They've seen where they need to be. Second-year coach, a lot of young players, a couple freshmen on the starting lineup. They're really learning on the fly here under Coach Hunter.
Well, Coach Rice breaks that under four timeout. He didn't bring all those starters back in. It's the same lineup Monmouth had before we went to break. Palm over to Spinella. Nicholas has it top of the key, five on the shot clock. Back to Palm, three on the clock. Palm, his shot blocked by Hunter from three, and that will be a shot clock violation and give it back to the Panthers.
Another notch on Coach Hunter's belt. His defense, he strives on defense. His Georgia State team last year finished amongst the top leaders in the nation and blocked, steals, defensive shooting percentage. Another block shot by his own son.
Worth mentioning, that team lost, I believe, six seniors. So a new group here doing it as we near the three-minute mark. Vincent bowls over Andrew Nicholas. That's an offensive foul. Wave off that made field goal. 24-21, still the Georgia State lead.
A low pass to Vincent's feet. He picked up the ball through his shoulder, right into the chest, the torso area of Andrew Nicholas, who draws a foul. And yet again, another Panthers turnover.
Keep piling them up. That's number 12 here in this first half. Nicholas will split a double team. Loses it. Had him for a second, and Vincent pulls it away. That Monmouth turnover will get it back to the hosts. Under three to go. 24-21. Hunter pulls for three. Buries it.
Down screen by Vincent. A big body. Allows Hunter to get free. Wide open look at three. Coach Rice takes a timeout. The use it or lose it timeout of the half. Settles his Hawks down as Georgia State extends the lead to six.
27-21. Georgia State leads. 2:42 to go here in this first half. We'd like to remind you, for all things Jersey Shore, subscribe to the Asbury Park Press at 1-800-822-9779 or visit app.com/subscribe. The Asbury Park Press, any way you want it, wherever you are. Jared Weiss, Eddie Acapinti here with you. Jared, MU down six. Haven't scored in a while. I'd make the case that this possession right here is huge for MU confidence. Well, I'll just get back in that scoring column.
Yeah, I mean, you missed a few shots and I've talked to Coach Phelps and Coach Reese. He said, you miss a few, get to the rim. Get an easy bucket. Get your confidence back. Then start working your way out if you need to.
2.5 to go first half. Jesse Steele, left-hand dribble. Now Nesmith dumps it down low to Ware. O'Gara open. He's blocked by Vincent. Hunter pulls it down. A lot of contact down low. And then they give O'Gara the touch foul on Devontae White, trailing him up the floor. A bad foul by O'Gara, But compared to what happened the other way, you don't want to seem one-sided with the officiating, but yeah, the fouls are 10-5 right now, and there's a lot of contact under the rim.
Yeah, there was a lot of contact, but like you mentioned, a silly foul by Argo in transition. Didn't need to bump White, send him to a line to increase this lead.
White hits the first free throw, extends that lead to 28-21. Georgia State is the host of this three-day regional in the Coaches vs. Cancer Classic. White missed the second. Odaro pulled down the rebound. And you down 7, 2:15 to go, first half.
Monmouth hasn't scored in nearly 3 minutes.
Marcus Ware gets the ball poked out from behind. Off of Monmouth, it'll go back to Georgia State. It's a lot of contact both ways. We near the 2 minute mark with Monmouth trailing by 7. MU showing zone here for the first time all season. Solomon back to White, top of the key. 1:50 to go, first half, 18 on the shot clock. White around a screen from Vincent, picks up his dribble. Now Hunter will go back to the point guard with 12 on the shot clock. Back to Hunter, pulls in an NBA three short. Offensive rebound, Solomon. His putback is good.
I thought Solomon traveled a little bit as he stutter step heading towards the rim to collect that rebound and for an easy layup. Interesting look by Coach Rice, too, to switch from man-to-man to his own. We haven't seen that from him.
Biggest lead of the game for Georgia State at 30-21, 80 seconds to go, first half. Ware drives. He's fouled. I believe White got him on the way up. Foul will go as White's second. David Travers back into the game. They actually call that foul, Jared, on the floor. So only the sixth foul on Georgia State. The next free throw, MU will shoot free throws with 1:18 to go.
Hawks spread out their four players on the floor. Jesse Steele to inbound. Across the line. Very horizontal. See what kind of set play he has.
Inbound to Ware. It's going to be a look for Steele. But instead they go over to Nesmith. He's the second option. Pull up from just inside the three-point line is long. The rebound comes down to Solomon. 70 seconds to go, first half. Georgia State up by 9 with the ball. Travers to Kreider. Hits a cutting Vincent. His righty scoop shot is missed. Nicholas pulls down the rebound under 1 minute to go, first half.
Good play with a pick and roll, kind of give and go kind of thing. For Vincent, set a high ball screen, cut to the middle, got the ball.
Nesmith, long two is good this time for Dion, cutting that lead to 30-23.
Hawks need to stop almost a 2-for-1 opportunity if they can get some.
Yeah, there's about a 10-second differential between the game and shot clock here in the first half. Travers picks up his dribble. This is Kreider, right back to Travers, the backup point guard. Right-hand dribble around the screen. Try to go backdoor through it into the cheerleaders. That'll give it back to MU with 24 seconds to go in the half, Jared. The Hawks can take the final shot. Yeah, should be noted, the cheerleader did catch the ball.
Yes, the cheerleader did catch the ball.
With pom-poms.
Impressive. See what kind of set play Coach Rice has here. Does he want to go for a three? Hawks shooting 2-for-12 in the first half. Kind of a carryover of the struggles from Ryder. Does he want to get to the rim? Deion Nesbitt seems to be a kind of a spark plug for this offense so far today. You run a play for him to get him the ball.
Well, it's 1-3-1 from Georgia State. 15 on the clock. Hunter kicks it here. No shot clock is on, so with 12.8, it'll be Monmouth ball inbounding directly in front of Jared and I. Hawks down by 7. A basket here would be huge going into halftime. Nesmith will inbound right in front of us. He'll go to Steele. 1-3-1 zone look.
Not only a basket would be good, but don't give the ball back to Georgia State.
5 on the clock. Steele, right-hand drive. Dumps it down low to O'Gara. Off the window, no good. And the first half will expire with Georgia State leading 30-23. But MU within striking distance as we look ahead to the second half.
Yeah, not a bad half, all things considered. They stayed within reach. It wasn't like we had last week against Notre Dame and against Ryder where we were down double digits. Something that we can work on. Coach Rice and his staff will adjust to accommodate for that 2-3 matchup zone, which is very difficult. You watch it on film, but there's no real way of duplicating that to simulate that in practice. It's very difficult to understand. It's very complex. There's a lot of rules.
lots of motion and calling out to different players. So, you know, you can't settle for the three. You got to attack the rim. So you make those adjustments, come out for a strong second half, which we know the Hawks can do.
We'll take a couple of minute timeout. We'll go over first half statistics as well. Let's take a look at our Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard, and we'll also give you a little background in this Coaches versus Cancer Classic, kind of rundown exactly what it means, how much money they've raised, and just more about this tournament that MU is playing in right now in Atlanta. The Hawks trail 30-23 here at halftime, and we'll step out. But before we do, we'd like to thank our friends at the New Jersey Education Association for their continued support of MU Athletics. The NJEA working to make public schools great for every child. We'll take a three-minute timeout, Phil, and then bring it back here courtside at the GSU Sports Arena for first half stats, the out-of-town scoreboard, and more. The Hawks trailing 30-23. We step out for 3 minutes right here on the Shore Sports Network.
Hurry into Lowe's for awesome Black Friday weekend deals. Get a DeWalt 18-volt half-inch cordless drill and driver kit for $99, a savings of $90. Also, Nest first-generation learning thermostat is now just $198, a savings of $51. Plus, choose 18-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid 11/21 through 11/26 while supplies last. Credit offer valid 11/22 through 11/26. Special financing cannot be combined with 5% off everyday credit offer. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey, Monmouth University. Sonic Drive-In is now open just minutes away from campus in Tinton Falls. Sonic burgers, breakfast burritos, tots, onion rings, real ice cream, hot dogs, and thousands of drink flavors are only 15 minutes away. All drinks and slushes are half price every day from 2 to 4 p.m. Bring your ticket stub from today's game to the Tinton Falls Sonic. Buy one burger and you'll get one for free. Open until midnight. The Tinton Falls Sonic is located right off Route 35 in the A&P Shopping Center. The Monmouth Hawks are leaders on the field, just as Barnabas Health is New Jersey's healthcare leader. Barnabas Health has New Jersey covered with great facilities all over the state, including Monmouth Medical Center and Children's Hospital in Long Branch, Kimball Medical Center in Lakewood, and the Behavioral Health Center and Community Medical Center in Toms River. Premier Healthcare is one call or click away at 1-888-724-7123 or barnabashealth.org. Barnabas Health, every day extraordinary.
I'm sitting at midcourt, and the last time around, the wave took out half of my Coke, and it's coming again.
The wave is coming.
We, the fans, must stop this wave and protect our Coke. It's still coming. Cheerleaders, fire the t-shirt guns. Buzzer guy, distract them with buzzing. Wolf, howl. Hold on! Looks like we did it. Nice job, everybody.
Coca-Cola, open happiness.
Scala's Pizzeria, located two blocks from the Long Branch Boardwalk at 88 Bryan Avenue in vibrant West End, is your spot for great pizza and more just minutes from Monmouth University's campus. Present your game ticket at the counter and get 5% off of your total order. Stop in now and get two large plain pies and a 2-liter soda for just $19.99. Give them a call at 732-222-8728 or visit them online at scalaspizzeria.com. Scala's Pizzeria, where family and friends meet to eat.
The Monmouth Hawks are leaders on the field, just as Barnabas Health is New Jersey's healthcare leader. Barnabas Health has New Jersey covered with great facilities all over the state, including Monmouth Medical Center and Children's Hospital in Long Branch, Kimball Medical Center in Lakewood, and the Behavioral Health Center and Community Medical Center in Toms River. Premier Healthcare is one call or click away at 1-888-724-7123 or barnabashealth.org. Barnabas Health, every day extraordinary.
Need to charter a bus for school trips, concerts, sporting events, or more? Call Suburban Transit, a Coach USA company. It's the official bus company of Monmouth University Athletics and has offered the finest charter bus service available with safety, luxury, and reliability for over 50 years. New state-of-the-art buses will make your trip relaxing and enjoyable, so don't delay. To charter a bus, call Suburban Transit today, 800-222-0492, or visit online at suburbantransit.com. Suburban Transit, driven with pride.
Carrabba House is an award-winning responsible breeder of world-renowned bloodline German Rottweilers. Carrabba House Rottweilers have won many awards, both in the U.S. as well as internationally. Their breeding methods incorporate the latest science of nutrition, health, and character development, operating in world-class facilities and staffed by experts passionate about their craft. Carrabba House understands that it's the starting point for lasting companionships. Puppies and adult dogs are now available. For more information, call 646-660-1626 or visit them online at carrabbahouse.com.
Rooney's Oceanfront Restaurant is open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner and features one of the area's best ocean views while you dine. Voted the best restaurant in Monmouth and Ocean Counties in 94.3 The Point's Restaurant Madness Contest, Rooney's features an eclectic menu that will satisfy any taste. Bring your ticket stub from today's game to Rooney's and receive 20% off your food bill. Visit them online at rooneysocean.com or give them a call at 732-870-1200.
Need to charter a bus for school trips, concerts, sporting events, or more? Call Suburban Transit, a Coach USA company. It's the official bus company of Monmouth University Athletics and has offered the finest charter bus service available with safety, luxury, and reliability for over 50 years. New state-of-the-art buses will make your trip relaxing and enjoyable, so don't delay. To charter a bus, call Suburban Transit today, 800-222-0492, or visit online at suburbantransit.com. Suburban Transit, driven with pride.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and shoresportsnetwork.com.
We welcome you back courtside at the GSU Sports Arena on campus here at Georgia State. Monmouth trails the host Panthers 30-23 at halftime. Before we get to our first half statistics, to take a look at what's going around the world of Northeast Conference college basketball, we would like to thank our friends at Rooney's again for their continued sponsorship of Monmouth Athletics on the Shore Sports Network. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, featuring one of the area's best views while you dine. Visit them online at rooneysocean.com. Should be worth mentioning, this Monmouth's first time playing not only Georgia State, but also tomorrow's game against South Alabama, and then Wednesday's game against Tennessee State. All first contests for MU as they continue this first couple of contests here in the college basketball season. What we'll do now is we are going to take a look at the other college basketball scores around the country with our out-of-town scoreboard presented by Coca-Cola Zero. Coke Zero, enjoy everything. Only two other games right now going on around the Northeast Conference. Down in St. Thomas in the Virgin Islands, Quinnipiac and George Mason University are all tied up at 11, 11:37 to go in the first half. And Robert Morris is hosting Bowling Green State. And the Falcons lead the Colonials 21-15, 7:50 to go in the first half of that contest. Take a quick look at our first half statistics. MU shoots 32% from the floor, including just 2 of 12 from 3. They do hit all 3 of their free throws compared to 9 of 11 from Georgia State. The Hawks get out-rebounded in that first half, 18-13. MU was called for 10 fouls, 6 on Georgia State. The Panthers outscored MU on the break 14-10. Trying to read this stat computer as we do this. MU did turn Georgia State's 13 turnovers into 10 points, but as that half went on, the Panthers started doing the same, turning MU's 11 turnovers into 10 points. The Hawks were led offensively in that opening half by Andrew Nicholas and Deion Nesmith, who each had 8 points apiece. Jalen Palm had a 3. Khalil Brown and Ed Waite each had a couple of buckets, and that was all the scoring for MU in that first half. Georgia State shot 45.5% from the floor. They hit one of their 6 threes. Again, they hit 9 of 11 from 3. R.J. Hunter led the way with 10 points. 6 points for Cameron Solomon, and 5 apiece for Devontae White and James Vincent. A bucket apiece for Rashad Richardson and Marcus Kreider. First half of scoring for Georgia State. Monmouth trails GSU 30-23. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll take a look at not only some other scores around the nation, but we'll give you a little bit of background into the Coaches versus Cancer Classic that is being played this weekend at pod sites around the country. MU down 7 at halftime. We step out for 60 seconds here on your home for Monmouth basketball, the Shore Sports Network.